If any of you guys are Democrats, I want to talk to you. How do you feel comfortable being a Democrat? I want to know how you can stand behind a party that still to this day has never, ever, ever, ever had one time in their whole history where they did not have a platform based on hate. I'm happy that Democrats have changed as into where they don't hate black people anymore. I'm happy that Democrats have changed to where they don't hate women anymore. I'm sad to know that they replaced their hatred for black people with white people. I'm sad that they replaced their hatred for women with the conservatives. Also, hijack every single situation in American progress and take it as their own. Because they fought us on gay marriage. They fought us on black history. They fought us on women's rights. They fought us on desegregation. They fought us on even ending slavery. And they still to this day hate the same groups that they've always hated, which is groups like the NRA, which we used to arm black people who were being attacked in their own homes by the KKK in the South. That's why the NRA came into fruition. That's what the NRA is. So I want to know why you as a Democrat still feel comfortable standing behind that party. You don't have to be a Republican. You don't even have to support Trump. There's third party, Green Party, Independent Party, the American Party. Call yourself what you want. Even be pansexual. But how can you stand behind being a Democrat? It really gets to me how anybody in this country is confidently a Democrat. I want to know why.
Hey guys, so I'm testing out this new equipment I got, so let's first check that out. I want to make sure everything's working properly.
Hey guys.
Okay, so it is, but it's just like, it's weird, it's like laggy. Okay, anyways guys, so this is where I wanted to come on and talk to you guys about. I want to talk to you guys about the video I did about that Tia girl. So the thing about Tia, that a lot of people are not taking into consideration is that Tia is a terrorist, literally a domestic terrorist. She plans these groups with not Black Lives Matter, but she hides under the guise of Black Lives Matter, kind of like how Antifa does. But what she does, she plans these groups to get together, and her group is actually called Caravans for Justice. And they train on how to combat and how to agitate different Trump supporters at their rallies and to make them look bad. That's her whole goal here. I did a video on YouTube and I did post it. It finally posted yesterday morning. I don't know if any of you guys really saw it. I didn't even wake up for the premiere, to be honest with you, which I should have woke up. Like, that's my video. Like, girl. But yeah, I slept through my own premiere. And then I went to the rally South County. And everybody was saying, I saw your video. And I was like, I didn't even go to my own premiere, but I did post it, so I know obviously what it says in the video. And the information in the video is really, to me, it's rocky. But I mean, if you've never heard any of the information, the backstory, then you would get it by just watching the video. You can get that there literally are a militia that's planning and training people to go and agitate and fight people at these rallies. But a lot of the stuff I said in the video, I had to redact because the police asked me to. So I have been in contact with the police already about the situation, about the girl who plowed through people in Yorba Linda. And I'm really concerned. I'm concerned because you see a lot of people trying to free her out. Like I saw this today, which is crazy. I saw this today, which is also crazy. They're using the hashtag Free Tia. They're acting like she was like some hero or something. They acted like she was in fear for her life and Yorba Linda. And that's why she got in a car and ran through all the Trump supporters because she was trying to get away. Well, first of all, if you were trying to get away, why would you ask your loved ones to get out of the car before you got into the car? Because you asked your loved ones to get out of the car to stand inside the very crowd that you're claiming you were in fear for your life from. So it makes no sense. This girl is a literal terrorist. She has posts saying that she wants to be a martyr. She has posts saying she would give her life for this movement. She texts one of the people that I've been in contact with saying things like, fuck Trump supporters. I wish five of them would stay in front of me right now. I wish I could kill them. Really crazy stuff. Really over the top stuff. And the reason why I'm decided to go live right now about it is because not only am I seeing the Free Tia thing, but today I was driving through Long Beach again. And I literally saw, which I couldn't get my camera in time, but I was driving down on the bluffs. I was driving down Ocean Avenue and I literally saw King Tut Fitness. That's all I know him as because he goes by King Tut Fitness, whatever. He goes by King Tut Fitness on Instagram. He trains people on how to fight Trump supporters and what to do to stay safe. Now, I'm uploading his picture right now and I'm going to show it to you guys because you guys need to stay in the know of who these people are. But here's who he is. This is King Tump Fitness. He trains them and charges them $40 a piece to train them on how to fight Trump supporters. And I don't even know how all this is even going on and the police and everybody's okay with this. I did talk to the police again today about it, but I was driving past them on the bluffs and they literally were out there training, which the crazy part about this is that I've seen this happen before where I went, because my friend lives on Ocean Avenue. I went to his place on Ocean Avenue and I saw them doing things before, but I thought because coronavirus, maybe it's a martial arts group that like maybe their studio shut down or whatever the case may be. Because, you know, people are doing yoga, people are doing really crazy stuff on the bluffs, which is the cliffs overlooking the beach. So I thought maybe there's just some like martial arts thing. But when I was told and it fell into my lap last week that these people are actually training to go against people like me, it put a whole new perspective on it. And today driving past and seeing those same people out there doing the same kind of martial arts things really was alarming, especially now that I know that they're doing it to attack me. Like, that's crazy when you watch somebody training to attack you. Like, it's like, whoa. But I wanted to go on here and raise awareness of the situation because I know my YouTube video is not getting much traction because I am obviously shadow banned on YouTube hardcore. Most people can't even find me. I'm on there as The Adorable Deplorable. I mean, it's not really hard to talk about or to type it in, but a lot of people can't even find me because I'm shadow banned like crazy on there. So I get it. I get it, YouTube. I get it. I get it. I get it. But at the same time, I want you guys to please go on and look at the video and see for yourselves what kind of person this is. And I even go into in depth about another rally that she had in Seal Beach, which is also my home, where they came to Seal Beach calling it white racist Seal Beach. And they went there to agitate and went there to start problems. And they worked. They also take these batons that they have tasers inside of that hold up their Black Lives Matter signs. They walk past Trump supporters. Oftentimes they give them to a woman because they want women to do it. Because if a Trump supporter punches a woman, that's a good excuse to get them on the media saying that they hit women first. And so what they do is they walk through the crowd and they kind of jab at people and it shocks them. And I even put some video proof on there. I know it sounds crazy. These things used to be what we call conspiracy theories. And they used to be things that are outlandish and wild, but I hate to tell you guys, but this stuff is real now. And I really wish it wasn't, you know? Oh, okay. Robbie said, what happened to your other account? Okay. There's a lot of things going on with my accounts right now. First of all, if you guys go to the Adorable Deplorable page here on Facebook, you guys will see that it's very low subscribers, very low followers. I used to have a lot more, and you're going to wonder, where did all these videos go? Well, my last Adorable Deplorable page, the Christopher Drew Vids page, it literally got deleted by Facebook. 4 years worth of videos, 4 years worth of work. I had one video on there that 26,000 people that watched it live before I even logged off, and that was my trip to Portland the first time, and they deleted all of them. It's all gone. And then the Christopher Drew account right now is on a ban for 30 days. Because why? Because I simply said the facts, and that is that everybody in California, your voter registration has been changed to mail-in ballot, and you need to go and check it to change it back to in-person ballot if you want to go in person. If you're okay with mail-in ballot, cool. But the governor changed everybody's status to mail-in ballots without your permission, without your knowledge. And so I did post about that, and that's what happened. And they put me on 30-day ban because that apparently goes against their terms and standards to tell the truth. I mean, I didn't look into why what term of standard I offended, because I offend so much that I knew we're getting close to election. I'm actually surprised that you guys can see me now, because this close to election, you would think that they'd be smart and actually ban me everywhere. But they didn't. So here I am. Anyways, guys, so I have been in talk with the police about the Tia Turner situation. Not Tina Turner. I know. But twice as ugly and twice as stupid. Her name is Tia Turner. That's the woman who plowed through you guys in your Belinda. Now, I did speak to somebody who was actually there who also wanted to send me footage. He hasn't sent it to me yet, but hopefully I'll get that soon. But the point is this. This woman cannot get out of jail. She's in jail right now for attempted murder, as she should be, because she went to your Belinda with the intent to hurt people. And you could tell that with any of the footage, any of the pictures, any of the videos of her walking around before she got in her car and plowed through the crowd. She's walking around with mace, just spraying people randomly. Randomly. Let me repeat that. She's spraying people randomly. She literally said that she wanted to kill Trump supporters. She planned a whole entire thing for Seal Beach where she had people training on how to fight. And then she had them trained for 2 weeks on how to agitate the Trump supporters. Literally how to walk through a crowd, stick them with a taser and keep walking, acting like what? And then you see all these Trump supporters, and they take their own media too. So you see all these Trump supporters on the media like go, out of the blue. And I get mad and crazy. And they make us look like gorillas. Like we're just like some angry white people that are just like, kill Blackie. No, bitch. It ain't like that. They're being stuck with tasers. And when you're stuck with a taser and you don't know it, it's like, what the hell? What was that? You know? So this is very important. We all need to make sure we get rid of that bitch and she's not let out of jail. Because right now they're talking about letting her out of jail. Her lawyer got on the fucking television and did a whole press thing where he's like, she's innocent. She was in fear for her life. Trump supporters are evil. They're violent. And now I realize why we look so violent to these people. Because not only do they take their own media, but they do things on purpose to agitate us. So you Trump supporters need to take a fucking page from Patriot Prayer. Patriot Prayer is the group you need to take a page from. The reason why I'm saying that, I mean, you can't find them on Facebook anymore because they're banned on Facebook for life and all the people who help run Patriot Prayer. But I would say do what they did. They went to Berkeley and said, look, they're going to fight us, guys. They're going to hit us. They're going to go crazy. But don't fight back. Now, I would have been like, bitch, what? Bitch, what? Don't fight back. Bitch, I got mace. I'm fighting back. But no, on the real, don't fight back. And now I finally am seeing what he's saying by that and what they mean by that. We do not need to be acting crazy because I want you guys to know when you guys go to these rallies and if the opposition is there, it feels so good to tell one of them, fuck you, Antifa. Don't get me wrong. It feels so good. And it feels even better to sit here and watch these videos on repeat. You know, all the videos they put together of every time an Antifa person was punched in the face or every time an Antifa person was hurt. Like, and let me tell you guys, if you guys are watching and you have no idea about anything politically, I'm not evil. I'm not condoning violence. But I will tell you, I am a Trump supporter. I'm fucking sick of watching us get jumped and beat up for 4 years straight. So we have all had it. We've had it. We fucking are done. And so as Trump supporters are done, and we're out there right now, and you do see us getting crazy these days because we've had enough. But to the Trump supporters watching this, we need to learn to calm it down, though, because that's what they want and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make us look so bad on purpose. On purpose. So when you guys act wild, it's hard to keep that in, and I get it. And so I won't be mad at any of Trump supporters who can't hold it back. But the ones who can hold it back, please do so. Because these idiots are out there to hurt you and to make you go crazy on purpose. And they have these little methods of doing so where you can't tell that they're doing anything on camera. Like I said, inside their Black Lives Matter posters, they have inside that tube, they've been putting little tasers in there. And they're taping them on the inside of them and walking through the crowds and sticking people. That's very, 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 very telling. And a lot of times you wouldn't know you got stuck with a taser because you didn't expect it. So you would think somebody like pushed you or poked you really hard. Have you ever got like shocked and you didn't know it? It's like, what was that? You know? So it's like a lot of people think that they're getting pushed and stuff like that. So when you think you're getting pushed or something, they swing. And that's why they're saying that we hit women. That's why they're saying that we want to start fights. That's why they say that we want to be violent. When really they're going there, not only with the training, but with also the tools and the rehearsing of how to agitate us and how to get us mad on purpose. Now, if you're a Trump supporter, you go to rallies too, but we're not like them. We don't go and meet at a park and plan and train on how to beat people up. No, we just show up because we're American, bitch. And that's what we do. Okay? Like you, if you're a patriot, you hear about a patriot rally, we go because we know it's going to be a good time. We know we're going to be with our brothers and sisters. We know that we can wear our Trump gear without getting picked on. We know that we can go and stand tall and stand strong and be firm in our beliefs and not have to be in fear for our lives. We know that when we go, it's going to be a great time. A lot of smiles, a lot of hugs, a lot of fucking cheering, a lot of fucking trumping, and a lot of fucking loving. That's why we go. But they are different. They go with an intention, they go with an agenda, and they go with a plan. And they plan for these things for weeks. And it's important to keep on saying that to you guys. They plan for these things for weeks. Now, if you guys could, please go watch my video on YouTube about Tia, because this woman is about to get out of jail if us patriots do not stand tall against this. A man at the Yorba Linda incident, when she ran through him with the car, a man broke both his legs. Another girl was in critical care at the hospital. We need to stand up for our own. And right now, these two Americans need us more than anything. Now, there is a GoFundMe for them. Let me see if I can find it really fast. I know like it's like really... I haven't had it pulled up yet. So let me see if I can find his GoFundMe real fast, guys. But there's a GoFundMe for this man. Here it is, actually. Brian Willis. There's a fundraiser for Brian Willis organized by Carrie Ratliff. And let's see. The GoFundMe right now has $13,950. Go, guy. Hey, that's awesome. Good job, guys. Make sure you guys go and look for this fundraiser. He broke both of his legs. Tia broke both of his legs. And she might get out of jail scot-free because she was simply in fear for her life. This is a problem. This is a problem. Let me repeat, this is a problem. We cannot let this happen. I've watched a lot of you patriots show up to these events and stick up for the fucking people who need it the most. And so I'm expecting you guys to please stick up for them now and let's raise fucking noise, make noise, raise awareness for Carrie and for Brian and for all the people who've ever been fucking attacked by these people. Now, let me go back to Seal Beach. There was a teacher who was fired from Seal Beach from the middle school. He's a history teacher on the right, mind you, that's rare, but he's a history teacher, got fucking fired because it was shown on camera of him going crazy on these Black Lives Matter supporters in Seal Beach, when really he wasn't. What this man does is, this man normally, at every rally, he goes in between the Trump supporters and the Black Lives Matter people. He's kind of the middleman. He's kind of like always trying to keep the peace, keep the peace. And so he's actually a really good guy. And what happened was, they went there to Seal Beach with the intent to target him. Tia literally made up a plan and told all of her friends. Tia literally said this. I saw the text messages. I can't show them here because the police are keeping most of the stuff for themselves. I don't know why they want me to show everybody. But the text messages literally are from Tia, where they tell her friend to get prepared, and this is the guy. They sent his picture to, Tia sent the guy's picture to her friend and said, this is the guy we're trying to get to. So they already went there with the intent to get this teacher, because they hated the fact that he was a middleman. They thought maybe he's sending information from both sides or whatever, so they wanted to get rid of him so they can carry out their plans in secret. So what they did is they went there, and immediately Tia's the one who had the bar with the freaking taser in it and tagged the teacher. The teacher is seen on video going, ah, and then he's seen swinging, and then he hits a girl. So then everybody came in and jumped him, and that's when this man came in to jump him. King Tut Fitness on Instagram. This man jumped in to find. That's why he actually said this, right? He said, today was crazy. That was right after the Seal Beach incident. Now, he came in to fight this teacher, and then they all did whatever it took to call the teacher's school and get him fired because they said he was racist and all this stuff. And then told all the students, they went and talked to students, you people, like students, middle school kids, they went and talked to and told them all that the teacher was racist. And because that teacher is a white man, a lot of the students stood behind the Black Lives Matter movement and got this guy fired. He's been a teacher at this middle school for 20 plus years, and now he's out of a job. And do you know what they're doing now? Now their group called Caravan for Justice is now saying, well, he's fired from the school, but not the school district. So we need to keep fighting. And then if you look at the pictures on the Caravan for Justice page, the pictures are doctored. They doctored pictures to make it look like this teacher was holding a stick, but their idiot asses forgot to take down the first picture that they posted before they doctored it days earlier. So they have one picture, same exact picture, where the teacher's not holding a fucking stick. Another man next to the teacher's holding a stick. And then they showed the same picture, doctored, with the teacher holding a stick. It's the same exact picture. But their messy asses kept both pictures up there, so I found out. Anyways, I show you guys that in the video on YouTube. So check out the video. Please share the video and raise awareness, you guys. This bitch cannot be let out of jail. And yes, I'm going to say bitch as in female dog, bitch, because she's a dog. Tia Turner. She lives on fucking Broadway in Long Beach. Bitch is in jail right now because she thought she's going to be like in LA because she's from LA County. She thought she didn't come to your Belinda and be like, woo-doo-woo-woo-doo-woo-doo-woo and start her violent bullshit. She thought she would get away with it because in LA, these bitches get away with it daily. But you came to Orange County, girl. This is my home. We don't fuck around in Orange County. So that's why she's in jail now with attempted murder charges. But unfortunately, she has a really good lawyer. And a really fucking, I wouldn't say good lawyer. I would say he's good at what he does. But he's a really sleazy lawyer. He gets a lot of Antifa and stuff out of jail all the time. And he actually is hired by the Black Lives Matter movement people. So this guy is saying she was in fear for her life, and nobody's standing against it. If you don't stand against it, you're going to be part of the problem, girl. So let's not let Brian lose his fucking legs. Don't let this happen. Don't let Brian lose his legs because of the fact that you didn't want to stand up and say something. Don't let this bitch get out, and don't let this bitch fucking be in the front lines looking at me across the fucking front line at another rally because you guys didn't want to stand up, because I will hit that bitch. And you know she's coming for me after this. Yeah, no, she's coming for me after this. And so is fucking King Tut Fitness, blah, 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 blah. They're all going to come for me. So from now on, I'm not going to be going to any rallies near Long Beach. Just saying. For a while, at least. But anyways, please share out this video and share out the video on YouTube. If you don't share this one, that's okay if you don't share this one. But make sure that the word gets out to all the patriots that you guys need to stop letting them agitate you. Let them stop, let them stop getting you guys riled up and crazy and fighting, because that's their goal here. That's their goal here. Now, if you get these sons of bitches on camera starting the fight, then beat their ass. Then beat their ass. I don't give a. Then at this point, like I said to all you people who aren't political and watching this, we are done. Trump supporters are done being picked on. Yes, we're fighting back nowadays. What do you expect? What do you expect? But Trump supporters, make sure you get the beginning of the agitation on camera before you swing back. Because if you don't, you're going to look really horrible. And that's their goal here. And they are literally turning votes, and they are keeping people instilled with the leftist ideology and hindering our votes by showing videos of us acting crazy. So maybe if we show them that we're not the crazy ones, like we've been doing a good job at it, guys, by the way. We're turning a lot of people. There's so many people from Walkaway, Blexit, Lexit, Jexit. They're all coming from every which way. There's gays for Trump. There's Latinos for Trump, Blacks for Trump. They're all leaving in mass. There's a mass migration happening, basically, but politically. And we are doing our job on that aspect, but let's continue to do that. And let's make sure that we stop letting them win when they agitate us. Just know if they're agitating you and you go crazy, you're not badass. They got what they wanted. So who's winning here? They are. So, I mean, I just smile and wave like with my middle finger. Again, for those of you Trump supporters out there that I know can't contain yourself. I ain't gonna be mad at you for not being able to contain yourself. Like Nessa. And all the Trump supporters I actually hang out with. Like, all of you guys, I get it. You guys are done. You're fed up. And I will fight with you. But I will not be mad at you guys if you guys actually go crazy on these motherfuckers. But for those of you who can keep your composure, I'm asking you to please do so, because this is their goal here. And they want you to get crazy. But they done fucked up if they make Nessa or somebody else go crazy. Just saying. They done fucked up anyways. Like, I don't give a fuck. If that's what they want, Then give it to him. But I don't want no Nessa craziness. I don't want none of that. Like, so heed my advice for all you others. Anyways, guys. So again, Brian Willis has a fundraiser on GoFundMe. It's called Brian Willis Fundraiser. If you guys want to look it up, he already raised $13,950. I doubt that's even enough to cover everything, because he does have two broken legs. And the girl, I don't know what her condition is exactly, but I do know that she was in critical condition last week. And so it's been a week, so I'm sure she's out by now. I would like to talk to her or this guy, Brian, if you guys know how to get a hold of them. I would like to speak to one of them, please, and maybe bring them on this video and talk to them. So that's definitely something I want to do. I can't post a comment with the name of our president. The rest of the world loves. What? You can't post a comment with his name? If any of you guys want to know how to get real news to yourself, I'm seeing some people on here saying that they watch news, and I watch the news from the UK and Australia. That's cool and that's awesome. Yeah, they're definitely everywhere. But let me go ahead and bring up this up, because Monica Squires is perfectly correct on this. Her lawyer is part of the National Lawyers Guild, yes. So the Lawyers Guild, if you guys don't know who they are, if you guys ever been to an Antifa rally, Lawyers Guild, they show up in green helmets, lime green helmets. What they are is they're literal lawyers who are graduating school or just graduated school. A lot of them are public defenders. And they go there and they're on site on purpose so that they can be legal counsel when somebody gets arrested. So that they know that when they get arrested, they'll go get them out of jail right away. So they can act violent and stuff, because they have the lawyers backing them up. And also the lawyers are in on it. The lawyers sit in on the meetings when they hand people the pepper spray, when they tell people the plans to agitate Trump supporters. Yes, the lawyers are there. Now, the Lawyers Guild is here with the Black Lives Matter movement as well, but they don't wear the green helmets, you guys. They wear black vests that say press on them, or black helmets that say press, but they always have a green patch on the front or the back of their shoulder. Look on the front or the back of either shoulder and it will be a green patch. If there is one, that's a lawyer that literally goes to these rallies with them and tells them, act crazy, because if you act crazy, I will get you out of jail right away. But the goal here is not for you to even go to jail. The goal here is to get those white people mad and crazy and agitated. And they even bring their own press. Not like me or like somebody who's an independent person who walks around with the camera. No, they bring actual press that have their backs. And we already know the press is on the left side. We already know that. But they bring the press on purpose. And the thing that gets me about the whole situation is that the pre-meetings before these rallies, they always meet 1 hour before the rally at the location. Just so you guys know, anytime you see a flyer from Black Lives Matter saying, we're all going to meet at this time, go there 1 hour earlier. And that's when they're talking about the actual plans. Okay. Now, they were mad at Yorba Linda, because literally Tia got on live on Instagram and said, when she got there to Yorba Linda, fuck, they're already here. Red alert. In fact, Tia got arrested at the event in Yorba Linda. So if you go to Tia Turner's page, you'll see on her fucking profile picture around it, it says red alert. It's because she changed her profile picture to that right when she got to the rally, because Trump supporters were there early. So we were already there. So they couldn't have their media on how to do that. That's why she was mad walking around macing people. So just know that when you guys see somebody's profile picture say red alert and they're on the left, that literally is a call to arms. And that is made, if you look at they call it a frame on Facebook, because I went and tried to get myself that frame, the red alert, it's made by their group, by the leftist groups. It's made by, it was Caravans for Justice. It was the the what was the other one? Something for Change and then Black Lives Matter. Those are the three groups that got together and made this frame. So her main picture right now on Facebook says Red Alert, Red Alert, Red Alert. That's very, very important to know because she was saying Red Alert and they send that signal out to everybody if they can't have their pre-meeting, okay? So the crazy part about all this is that all of this sounds like a conspiracy theory, like, what? They're like planning on hurting us. They show up to these rallies, not just to walk and say Black Lives Matter. They show up actually with a purpose. What? What do you mean inside of their posters, they have tasers? What do you mean they do this strategically on purpose? What do you mean they train to fight people? Yes, they do all of these things. And I do have proof. And I can send it to you guys individually. I can send you text messages. I can send you everything. But the police said I cannot send it out right now on videos because there's still an investigation going on. And I don't want this bitch out of jail ever. I want her to stay in jail because she did an attempt to murder. She tried to murder Trump supporters. Who knows how many would have got under her car had she have hit a little bit weaker Trump supporters. She's lucky she fucking only hit the badass ones because, bitch. But she didn't hit the baddest because she would have hit the baddest, bitch. You would have seen our fist through her fucking windshield. But you didn't see that because she hit some bad motherfuckers. Not the weak ones, the bad motherfuckers, and not the weak ones, again. But has she would have hit somebody who's like maybe has a disability but simply supports Trump or any of our friends out there who are a little bit smaller women, they would have been under her car. She was literally going to kill them. So I believe she should be in prison for attempted murder. So they're looking at giving her 7 years to life if she's convicted. But unfortunately, we don't have a lot of people out there talking about the situation. We don't have a lot of people coming for her. We don't have a lot of people saying the truth about what she actually intended or what her actual intent is. But we do have a lot of people on the left saying free Tia, hashtag free Tia, all over the internet. I've been seeing it everywhere today, and that's a problem, you guys. We need to get the story out. Talk to InfoWars if you know them. Talk to whoever you know if you know them. Talk to anybody you know and make sure you get this truth out. So what I could put, what wasn't redacted from the police telling me to redact, I did put in the video that I uploaded on Saturday morning. It's on YouTube. Look up The Adorable Deplorable on YouTube. It's the very first video you come to. It's an 11-minute video, and it's a video that I posted with the proof that I have, that I am allowed to say about her actually going and hurting people and how she planned to hurt people at these rallies. Okay. I'm having trouble hearing you. My Siri went off. Anyways, so Tia Turner is an animal who needs. You are right. I agree with you 1,000,000%, Melanie. But what we need to make sure happens is that she gets not let out of jail in the next couple of weeks. And right now, they're trying to really push this woman out of jail. And this cannot happen. This cannot happen. If Crystal said, yes, she's feeling well. So you're talking about the girl, right, who got hit? That's so good to know. Crystal, thank you so much for that update. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I didn't mean to jump all involved in this situation because I wasn't even at the Yorba Linda incident, but a lot of my close friends were, most of them in this picture right here. Like, they were all there at Yorba Linda. I wasn't, but this just happened to fall in my lap because a really, really good friend of mine knows her and has woken up and said, oh my God, what she's doing is evil. What she's doing is scary. This is bad. And so they want this story out there. There's three different people who want this story out there who all were part of her group. That the one came to me, that was my old friend. And then they brought two people with them. So I had three people part of Caravans for Justice who are still part of Caravans for Justice. They believe in the cause and they're on the left, whatever, but we're not talking about that. We actually got to talk about this situation and they told me all the secrets of how she plans to hurt people. Because they, even though they believe that Caravan for Justice is a good situation, they don't believe that anybody should be planning violence on anybody. They don't like that King Tut Fitness is at the Bluffs. Well, he was when I started this video, at the Bluffs, teaching people how to fight and beat people up. So they do not like that. And they're against violence. There are actually people on the left that are against violence, which I'm like, girl, that's cute. So we had a conversation. So I really enjoy their company. I'm glad that these people did come forward and talk to me. Unfortunately, they do not want their names out there at all because their lives literally could be at stake. Like, people, they're not playing right now. The left isn't playing right now. We're so close to the election. They're going to hurt people. I might even get hurt for making this video, but I don't care because I have seen so much today about free Tia and nothing about don't free Tia. So we need to stand tall against this. If anything, her next court date, you guys, is going to be October 26th. We need to all go to the courthouse in Santa Ana or wherever it is. Well, yeah, I don't even know where it is, to be honest. But I would say soon that if she's at the main jail, she might be Santa Ana. I'll find out. I'll find out and let you guys know. But we all need to be there in force because this is when her lawyers then come outside and get in front of the media cameras again and say she's innocent and that we are evil people. So I want to be there and look him in the face. Call me evil, motherfucker. I'll be right here. because we are not evil people. We are good people. We are people that simply go to these rallies, not with a plan, not with intentions, not with something that we trained to do for 2 weeks. No, we show up because we simply love America, love our country, and love our president. And we're not going to put up with this any longer. And we need to stand tall against this girl together, together, every one of us, you guys. So what did she do? Hello, 2016. Whoa. You just showed up to the party, didn't you? She ran a car through people at Yorba Linda during a rally last Saturday. Not Saturday, it just happened, but Saturday before that, a little over a week and one day ago, she ran a car through a Trump supporting crowd on purpose. First of all, before she got in the car, she told her loved ones, everybody, out of the car. So she made them all get out of the car, and then she got in by herself, and drove through the crowd. Now, she did get arrested for this. She did get in trouble. The couple days before that, she posted a picture of a black lady who got hit in the head with a rubber bullet. And she said, I want to be a martyr just like this lady. Literally, she posted that on her Facebook. You can go look right now. She's still in jail, so she can't update or change her Facebook around. So anybody wants to see the red alert around her picture, you can see it on her page. Anybody who wants to see the post she did where she said she wants to be a martyr, you'll see it on her page. Go and check it out. Don't take my word for it. Go check out the video I posted on YouTube and tell me what you guys think about it. And please share it out, because this bitch has a lot of motherfuckers standing behind her in Long Beach saying, free Tia. Oh, bitch, nobody wants a free Tia. Like, she's literally a criminal. And if she gets out, what else is she going to do to us? What else is she going to do to us? She got a teacher fired from a middle school in Seal Beach, California, who's been there 20 plus years, an actual history teacher that's on the right. A history teacher teaching real history. The only one I've ever heard of. And literally that man's fired now. Because their plan to target him and agitate him worked. We need to stop these people now. It's too close to the election to let them run amok on us. We already know they're going to run amok on us after we win, because we will win. And they're going to run amok. We already know cities will be on fire, but let's just stomp it out when we can. And this bitch will not be out of jail when that election happens. We will make sure of it. I will make sure of it. And I pray to God all of you guys make sure of it with me. But let's not let her out. Make your own videos. Raise awareness. Share my YouTube video. Make your own YouTube video. Talk about this girl. If you were at the Yorba Linda incident, I urge you to go live. Even if you have one or two people watching, that's one or two minds that you can infect. Go live and talk about your situation. Talk about how you were at the Yorba Linda event. Tell about your experience with the car situation. Talk about how you fucking watched her plow through your friends trying to kill them in Yorba Linda. Talk about that. If you were not at the Yorba Linda event, but at the Seal Beach event, talk about how you saw those fights erupt. Talk about how you saw King Tut Fitness beat people up on purpose. Talk about how you saw them tasering people. Talk about these situations. We need to out it. I'm so sick of us all being so complacent with it. And mind you, a lot of us are complacent with it because we're so numb to it, because we're so used to it. Let's stop making this the new normal. I'm done with it. Like, for instance, I went up to fucking Portland, Oregon, and it was so crazy that when I came back down here, I saw Antifa coming counter-protesting us, and I was like, this is nothing. I was like, bitch, I just got back from Portland. Like, this is nothing. They're child's play in California. And I'm so sorry. I'm mad at myself for being like that, because we need to take every situation just as serious as the last, because I literally didn't even pay any attention to the Antifa that were there when I saw them, because Portland's that bad. So we need to stop being numb to this. And remember, in the normal world, people do not plan to go and fight people at rallies. This is not normal. Even if they come to just plan to counter protest and yell things, that's not normal. If somebody drives past you and says, fuck you for supporting Trump, you're a racist, that is not normal. Period. The way that people are acting is not normal. So every one of those situations, no matter how big, no matter how small, we need to look at them like still a not normal thing to do. We need to still nip it in the butt quickly. But the problem is that if Tia gets out, she's a terrorist. What is she going to plan then? She will do something. And now she's even more mad at us. And she'll be even more mad at me. But I mean, this is the right thing to do. I don't want to be a martyr. I don't want to give my life for this cause. I'm sorry, I don't. I want to be alive to see the cause through and to see the fucking victory happen. I want to be alive to fucking live in a prosperous country. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. But they have it in their minds that they're doing this to die. Like, second of all, my last question is this. Trump. What do they have to do to declare war? Like, do they have to just tell you we declare war? Because they say, fuck America, burn down our cities, hate our government, beat up people that are officials in our country, go against cops, defund the police, act lawless, go nuts, beat people up in the streets, run people over cars, get out of jail. What do they have to do to declare war? Last time I checked, I feel like we are at war with the left, you guys. Do you feel like that? Because I feel like that. I feel like we are at war with the left. And I think that at this point, bitch, when can we finally go out there and put a stop to it ourselves? We don't need our governor to ask Trump for permission. Like, when are we going to do that? Because I'm just so sick. I'm not condoning it. But if you guys decide to start the revolution, I mean, hi, I'll join you. I'm just saying that these Buffies have got to go. They've got to go. And this woman cannot be allowed out of jail. So please help me raise awareness, you guys. Please, please, please. Make pictures. Like, I'll send you guys pictures of her if you want. You guys can put #DontFreeTia. Let's do that. We need to do something. We need to do something because we cannot sit back and watch this woman get out of jail and then sit on Facebook and be like, oh, that was stupid. She should have been in jail. Oh, yeah, I believe she should. Do something. Get out there and act and do something. Let's prevent her from getting out of jail. If we raise enough awareness and make enough noise, tell the sheriff and OC that we will not put up with this. If she gets out of jail, every life in Orange County is going to be compromised again because she literally came to Orange County with the intent to hurt people. She literally said, we're going to those racist-ass cities. Like, we need to end this now, and our OC sheriffs need to protect us. So reach out to them if you want. Again, I want you guys to make pictures saying, don't free Tia. I want you guys to put her picture everywhere. I want you guys to raise awareness of this situation. Raise awareness about the guy's GoFundMe. Raise awareness about him. Raise awareness about everybody who needs our help right now, which is every American, because if she gets out, all of your lives are at risk. Raise awareness for Brian. Raise awareness. The Yor Belinda incident cannot just go down as another fucking rally that went wrong. No, we need to make sure she does not get out of jail and the charges boasted upon her are given to her. We do not need people like this on the streets. And it's not because I'm coming for her specifically. Anybody who does something like that does not belong on the streets with our children. You guys talk about save the children? Then I expect you guys to do something about this Tia girl. Save the children, please. She already deprived your children of learning correct history in Seal Beach. Literally. The only history teacher I've ever seen in my life that's on the right literally just got fired. Because she stuck him, which you see in my video. I showed that proof on the video. In my video on YouTube, I proved that she stuck him with a taser before he did anything. So please, share that video. Get the word out there, guys. My heart is pouring out right now to all of you people to please help me with this. Tia cannot be let out of jail. She cannot be let out of jail. If she does get let out of jail, not only is my life going to be at risk now, but also so many other patriots. And again, save the children. Where your children's lives are every day that these people are planning violent crimes against Trump supporters. Your children are at risk of losing their mom, losing their dad, or maybe even being at a rally with you and being hurt themselves. This has got to end. And King Tut Fitness is the next guy we got to come for, guys. King Tut Fitness, he's a guy who's out on the streets right now. In fact, today when I was driving past on the bluffs in Long Beach, I drove past him today, training people, martial arts, this man. I drove past him today, training people to fight. I saw it today. And he goes by King Tut Fitness on Instagram. I went on his page and I just looked at a couple things, but I guess my page is too Trump for him because he's private. So I requested to see his stuff and he accepted. So I was starting to look down his page and I saw all this violent, crazy stuff against Trump supporters. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, I was blocked. And I was like, he must have like vetted me. But the good thing is I'm blocked. So now he doesn't even see me or see my stuff at all. So he won't even see any of this. Anyways, guys, so raise awareness. Tia Turner. Her name, I can't get over Tia Turner. Like, okay, so I saw, okay, now I'm just gonna be funny for a minute. So I saw somebody post the video of her driving through the crowd and put music behind it. Do you know what song I would have put behind it? Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Yeah, I get it, because Tia Turner, Tina Turner, get it. Rolling, cars drive, wheels roll, get it. No, no, no. Too soon? Okay. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. But we need to make sure that we are raising awareness because Tia cannot get out. I'm so happy that Brian Willis has gotten $13,950 for his GoFundMe. They're trying to raise $15,000. As you guys know, legs are not cheap in this country. Legs are expensive. Come on. And he wants the best legs. We got to get him the best legs. But he literally had both his legs broken. So please also go and donate if you guys can to Brian Willis fundraiser on GoFundMe. I'm sure it's going to be gone soon now that I'm raising awareness about it and now that you find out that he's on the right. So let's go ahead and raise as much money as possible. Here's what it looked like during. It's so sad. It's so sad. So let me go ahead and read what the GoFundMe says. It says, please help us to raise money for the Willis family, for the Willis family's medical expenses. Brian Willis was hit by a car that plowed through a group of people at a protest in Yor Belinda on Saturday. He has extensive injuries and in his leg and knee. This is that has required surgery. You can imagine the enormity of his physical challenges as well as his medical expenses ahead. He is self-employed, so will be out of work for an extended period of time. He is a husband, a father, a brand new grandfather. And this has been devastating to his whole family. Please join me in donating to his family as they face the unknown challenges ahead. He's a brand new grandfather. He can't even hold his grandbaby like on his knee. Like, come on, guys. We cannot let people like this, their whole lives be taken from them, and let this bitch out of jail because she wants to claim that her life is in danger. Don't forget that if you were there at the event and you got any footage of the event, I've been seeing all the videos I've seen, but if anybody has actual footage of her telling the people to get out of the car, that would be great. I've seen all the footage where the people were getting out of the car before she got into plow through everybody. And mind you, or if anybody has any footage of her pulling up, showing up, and showing that she did not show up alone, because I know she didn't show up alone because she asked the people she was with to get out of the car to enter the crowd she's apparently afraid of before she jumped in the car to plow through the people. Because as you saw when she got arrested by herself. So I want you guys to please send me any footage you guys have privately. Please send it to me, send it to me, send it to me, send it to me. Because I'm trying to get a hold of the police again about some other things that were sent to me. So their plate's full with this. It is. So they're not like responding right now, but I'm trying to get a hold of them again about the situation. So please send me whatever you guys have. And we need to make sure that we are handling this professionally and the best way possible, because this man needs to be, this cannot go down in vain. This cannot go down as something that was just another situation at a Trump rally. No, I won't let it. And this Tia girl is a danger to society if she gets out of jail. So let's all work together to make sure it doesn't happen. Anyways, guys, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. And I know this video has been long, crazy, whatever. But like I said in every video, I'll see you in the next one. Bye.